Now we're going to get an update on the situation in another of the world's trouble spots, continuing trouble spots. This is the city of a million roses, as Donetsk is known. It's about, in normal times, it's about the same size as Dublin, population of nearly a million people. But from where we hear overnight, there is fierce fighting between Ukrainian forces and pro-Russian rebels. And joining us from Donetsk is Associated Press Ukraine correspondent Peter Leonard. And thanks for taking the call. What's clear about where the fighting is taking place and how severe it is?
Well, you know, from the centre of Donetsk where I'm sitting now, you know, we hear a constant kind of rumble of artillery fire, and it comes pretty much from all directions, and that kind of tells us that the city is pretty much in a siege. I mean, wherever we go, whatever direction we go in, we kind of encounter Ukrainian army checkpoints, and it's actually getting pretty hard to get out of the city. So essentially the army offensive, the government offensive to squeeze out the pro-Russian separatists is getting pretty intense at this point.
Government forces are saying that they've already captured one part of the city. What's the situation for the, I said it was a population of nearly a million people. Are many people still left in the city?
Not that many. I mean, it's very hard to tell, obviously. I mean, it is a city of a million people, and, you know, the figures are very hard to get by. But, I mean, you can kind of tell, being on the streets, that not that many people are left. You know, very far, a few cars around, very few shops open, and it's a very quiet city. I mean, usually it's kind of bustling, as you would imagine, for a city of this size. But at the moment, it's actually quite sort of mysteriously kind of quiet. Not mysteriously, I mean, it's logically quiet.
Peter, can I just interrupt you? It's not a great line, but there's one other thing I do want to ask you about. And this is the report from Russia that President Putin, according to Russian official sources, is going to meet his Ukrainian counterpart, Mr. Poroshenko, next week. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, the issue, I think, when it comes to leaders like this, they're not. It comes to personalities in the end, and I don't think these two people kind of greatly like each other's company, and I don't expect any kind of great breakthrough from that, because the fact is that, you know, these people don't see eye to eye, and the situation on the ground is so bitter and so bad that it's hard to see any kind of breakthrough coming out of that meeting.
All right, Peter Leonard in Donetsk, thank you very much for talking to us. It's 8:14.